The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yitzchak Silber, dayan and author of The Code of Jewish Conduct, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havar Halacha Center.
Bava Kama Daf Chof Tes.
The Torah says that if a person digs or uncovers a pit in the street and somebody else falls in or his animals fall in, he is obliged to pay the damages. However, as in many cases, in many of the Arba'ot Avos Nizikin, there are exclusions to the rules. These are not some kind of man-made laws. These are mitzvahs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. And a boyer, a person who is, he's not even the owner of this boyer, an animal, shoyer, shen, regal, keren, the person is obliged to pay as a result of his failure, his negligence, in guarding his animal from doing harm or damaging others. However, in boyer, it's not even his possession. He's just gone and dug a boyer in the street. The street belongs to everybody. He may have even received this boyer as a present or bought it off somebody else. But the street belongs to everybody, and it's not his boyer, that it is not his possession. However, the Torah says that he is obliged to pay the damages. The Torah calls him Baal HaBoyer Yeshalem. That means that he is the person who is held responsible according to the Torah, and as if the boyer has been put in his possession, even if it's not in his possession, in order to make him pay the damages, because he was negligent in guarding the boyer from damaging. The boyer doesn't walk around, doesn't move around. He doesn't have to guard it as he has to guard a behemoth, but he is an animal, but he does have to cover it. And if he didn't cover it, and he didn't take the necessary precautions that people shouldn't fall in and get damaged by it, he will have to pay. Unlikely nowadays that people should dig boyers. Although I would like to go into if somebody did dig a boyer, let's say somebody's doing building work and he dug in the street and somebody else tripped up and fell in, or maybe there was a floor tile missing in the supermarket and somebody tripped over and broke their leg and tore their clothes and now they are asking for a compensation claim. Of course we all know that for a little bruise on the knee, somebody could sue a company for who knows how much, would ask for brand new clothing. And what would happen if somebody walks past a nail sticking out of the wall in a public place like a store or in a chasana hall and rips their expensive suit? Is that called a boyer? Or if there's any other obstruction in the street that somebody trips over, what would be the halacha? These are the kind of things I would like to talk about today. First of all, it is forbidden. It's illegal to damage the street in any way. It's also not allowed to put down a michshol, to put down a takola, to put down any article in the street which people could trip over. It's certainly also to go and dig pits in the street. It's even also to throw garbage out on the street, even if it is not a stumbling block for anybody. The street is supposed to be nice and kept that way. You're not allowed to damage the street in any way, unless it is a particular time of the year or in a particular circumstance that everybody is allowed in that circumstance or time to damage the street. In whichever way is what people are accustomed to. Somebody who is digging, he's digging in his own field, let's say, or is in his store. He's doing some repairs. He's got to replace some underfloor piping in his store, even in his own store. But he allows the public into his store. His pit that he has dug will have a din of boyer. If somebody digs to build a new wall around his property, he may be digging the foundations of the actual property, which borders on the street. or if somebody digs in his own, he digs in his property close to the border of his friend, of his neighbor, his friend's property. All of these cases, even though he dug and he had full right to dig, he has created a boyer, which people walking around over there may fall in and be damaged. He will be chayev with the halachas of boyer. However, a person is allowed, he is allowed to dig next to the street in order to dig foundations for to build in on his own property. And when he does do so in the accepted manner, minag hamakoim will be koveya. Anything to do with money, monetary things, the local custom will fix the rules. So if nowadays, in order to be able to dig on your property next to the street, you need to call a council and take planning permission and bring some kind of fencing, temporary fencing to put around your roadworks and light it at night and signpost it and whatever else. You had somebody done all of that and then somebody came crushing into his digging, his boyer, that he will be potter. He will not have to pay because he was allowed to do this. If the local custom is not to apply for planning permission, which takes a few weeks until you get it, instead the local custom is just to, you know, quick have one person standing at each corner of the digging and waving people past, or putting up some kind of temporary fencing and maybe lighting by night and just getting it over and done with as quick as possible, somebody would be able to do it that way. And if he were to damage, if anyone were to be damaged on his boyer, he would be potter. Minig is always fixes the rules. We'll always fix the rules in monetary things. Because the street is owned by everybody, if everybody has some kind of agreement that it could be used or not used for any particular thing, because all the partners in this business all agree to that, that is what will fix the rules. Similarly, if there is a custom, a local custom, a minhag, a universal minhag, that will fix the rules, because in any business deal which is done according to the agreement, or if we didn't make an agreement, according to the local custom, because it may be assumed that we've done it, we've done all of our agreements according to the local custom. It's only when there's been no agreement, no local custom, that we will come on to the Din Torah. Mm-hmm. One of the interesting things about boyer is that a person, a boyer, is chayev. The Torah says, "V'nofal shomo shoyer oichamoyer." And Chazal learns from that that shoyer, only on shoyer and chamor we are chayev, meaning shoyer and not on a human being. If a human being dies in a boyer, we will not have to pay any kind of koifer for him. If he was damaged in a boyer, then we will have to pay. They also dashen chamor.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.